各位老师，各位父母，我们继续来下午的课程。
Dear teachers, dear parents, we are to continue our afternoon class.
我们要从主耶稣的身上再来学习主耶稣给我们这么伟大无私的爱。我们怎么样用这个爱去面对我们的孩子，面对我们的学生？
We are going to learn from Jesus' life. How is it that we use love to face both our children and our students?
奇妙的是，神很特别的，好像在父母的心中已经 program 了这个爱。
Something that is very mysterious is that God has already programmed this love within the hearts of parents.
父母对孩子的付出可以是无限、没有自私、全部的爱。
The unconditional love that parents show to their children is not bound by anything.
可是孩子好像把我们父母亲的所有都拿走了。
However, it seems that children have taken everything away from the parents.
可是父母还是爱孩子。
However, parents continue loving their children.
那个就好像已经有一个program 装在我们的这个人的里面。
And it is as if a program has already been installed within people.
如果今天你旁边的这个人，他对我们有一丝丝的不好、不谅解，我看我们已经很难再跟他做朋友下去。
If at any point anyone who may be sitting next to us may cross over us, we would decide that we would not be their friends any longer.
可是孩子，我们却没有办法做到不跟他再讲话。
However, we do not apply the same rule to our children and decide that we are no longer going to speak with them.
所以神的爱，他 program 在父母的心中来彰显神那个无私、没有回报的那个爱。
Therefore, God's love has been programmed within parents, which is a love that is unconditional.
神既然给了这个爱的这个 program, 我们要从神那边学习到这个爱是怎么样彰显以及付出出来的。
And since God has already programmed this love within the hearts of parents, we are to learn what is the best way to display it.
神给了这么好的一个 program 在我们心中，如果我们只照自己的方式去爱我们的孩子，那么我们可能会离开主耶稣的道路，看见后来的结果。
If we were to use God's program of love and apply it according to our will, then later on we will see how this would depart from the original road that God had set.
我们来看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下在18章的地方记录了一件事情。
In 2 Samuel chapter 18, it records an event.
在18章的这个32节这边开始。
In chapter 18, verse 32.
他这边报道了，跟大卫王报道了一件事情，也就是他的儿子亚撒龙离开了。
A messenger reports to King David that his son Absalom is dead.
大卫其实知道神对他有生之年的公义跟结果是什么。
David knew that God's justice will affect his life in a certain way.
可是大卫是一个父亲。
However, David is a father.
亚撒龙是一个俊美的孩子。
And Absalom is a wonderful child.
在32节这边说到。
In verse 32, it is written,
国王就问旁边的人说，这个少年人亚撒龙还平安吗？
The king asked the Cushite, is the young man Absalom safe?
哇，旁边的人非常的高兴，跟他说，哎呀，把他宰了。
And the people around him were very happy and said, no, his head has been chopped off.
因为他们看见这个儿子亚撒龙是怎么样对待父亲的。
And it is because they had seen how the son Absalom had treated his father in a poor manner.
他们知道这个亚撒龙其实处心积虑要抢这个王位也就算，还要杀死自己的爸爸。
They knew that Absalom not only did he want to take away the kingdom, but on top of that, he wanted to assassinate his father.
33节。
Verse 33.
大卫就心里伤痛了。
David's heart was shaken.
一边走一边的哭，一边的说话。
He went up to the room and he wept.
到了19章的地方。
And in chapter 19.
看到第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫他蒙着自己的脸还是大声的哭，我的儿啊，我的儿啊。
King David covered his face and cried aloud, Oh my son.
亚撒龙是他自己的骨肉。
Absalom was his flesh and blood.
所以当他知道自己的孩子离开的时候，他的心碎了。
So when he knew that his child had passed away, his heart was broken.
可是他另外一方面知道这一切的结果，是因为他的在世的时候，他自己从神那边所领受到的教训。
However, he knew that the conclusion of the matter had been because of the teaching that he received from God.
他知道神有公义。
He knows that God is just.
他知道神有爱。
He knows that God is love.
大卫是一个非常认识神的人。
David is a person that truly knows who God is.
圣经还说神也非常的认识他，因为他说他是他心爱的人。
And the Bible says that God also knew David very well because David was a beloved one.
那这个人今天给了我们一个示范。
So this person has set an example for us.
他是一个父母。
He is a parent.
他的心碎了。
His heart is broken.
他知道神的公义，他也知道神的爱。
He knows of God's justice and His love.
家里的人其实是我们最亲近的人。
Family members are those whom we are closest to.
可是到了新约的时候，主耶稣却说了一段让我们不是非常明白的话语。
However, in the New Testament, Jesus declares a certain phrase that we may not fully understand.
主耶稣在几个福音书里面说到说，人如果不恨自己的父母，不配做我的门徒。
In the Gospel books, it is written that Jesus said that those who do not hate their parents are not worthy to be my disciples.
他说，如果你不恨自己的儿女，也不配做我的门徒。
And at the same time, if you do not hate your children, you're not worthy of being my disciple.
在福音书里面又说，如果你爱他们胜过爱过我，你不配做我的门徒。
And in the same way, in the Gospel book, it says that if you love any of them above me, you are not worthy of being my disciple.
非常违反人性，对吧？
And this goes against a common thought.
他用恨这个字来这么强烈的形容这个关系。
He uses the word hatred to describe this relationship.
去讨厌这个人。
To hate a person.
可是这个人竟然是我们家里最亲的人。
However, this person is the one whom we're closest to.
耶稣到底要讲什么？
What is Jesus trying to say?
他要我们学习超越的事情。
He wants us to learn how to surpass.
因为我们人有本性。
And it is because human beings have an essence.
我们刚刚提到了，神在我们的身上 program 了这个爱，我们无私的爱自己的孩子。
As we had mentioned, God has programmed this unconditional love towards our children.
这个是本性。
This is human nature.
与生俱来的东西。
This is something that you're born with.
没有人可以切断的。
No one can cut it away.
可是现在耶稣告诉我们要切断。
However, now Jesus Christ is telling us that we must cut it off.
他要我们超越这个本性。
He wants us to surpass this human nature.
这就是他最奥秘的地方。
And this is the most mysterious thing.
因为他要我们违背这样的本性去看见属灵的事情。
Because he wants us to go against our human nature to be able to see those things that are spiritual.
我们今天都受过教育，这么聪明的父母亲，我们怎么去理解这件事呢？
Today, as educated parents, how are we to understand this?
他要我们讨厌这样的一个关系，是这么的强烈，用恨这个字。
He wants us to dislike this relationship to the point of describing it using the word hate.
他就是要我们学习，本性之外，我们要怎么去忍受跟舍得。
And it is because he wants us to learn that we must be able to be willing to give it up. Willingly.
舍得的，对，心甘情愿的去舍得。
To let it go. Willingly.
因为这个是我们做不到的事情。
Because this is actually something that we are unable to do.
我们就要去回想耶稣的母亲怎么样看这个儿子。
So we need to think back as to how Mary saw her own son.
我们也要从圣经里面去看见耶稣基督爱我们，他说他是我们的父亲，他爱我们，他到底给我们什么？
We need to look back into the Bible and see how when Jesus Christ said that he loved us, how much This love meant.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
撒母耳记上的第六章呢，这边记录了一件事件。
1 Samuel chapter 6 records another event.
第七节。
Verse 7.
撒母耳记上第六章第七节。
1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 7.
在第七节的地方，这边我们看到的是说，非利士人呢，他要试验一下，他们今天得到的灾祸是不是从神而来，所以他们做了这件事。
The Philistines wanted to figure out whether what they had received had come from God. Therefore, they're going to set an experiment.
所以他们造了一辆新车。
Therefore, they made a new cart.
所以将两只没有未曾负过轭的有乳的母牛绑在车上。
With two cows that have calved and have never been yoked.
圣经在这边并没有提到这个牛有多么的辛苦做这件事情。
The Bible does not describe how difficult this was for the cow to do.
我们只知道到十二节的时候。
And we know until verse 12,
牛呢就直直地往前走,
that the cows went straight forward,
一边走一边叫,
and as they went forward, they were moaning.
为什么?
Why?
这是一对有奶的母牛,
because these were cows that have calved,
因为它刚刚生了小牛,
that means that they had just born two little cows.
所以母牛的奶是非常充足的。
And therefore, the cow's milk was very bountiful.
那么它因为没有负过轭。
And it is because they had never been yoked.
所以它其实要找回它自己的孩子。
They actually would want to look for their children, their little cows.
为了神的命令，它往前走。
However, because of God's command, they kept on walking forward.
这只母牛并不知道这条路走过去之后是不再回头的。
These mom cows did not know that the road that they were going to walk would mean that there's no turning back.
她只能在沿路上面表达她的心情，一边走一边叫。
The only thing that they could do is to express their emotions by walking the road, but lowing all the way.
她用圣经的这一段事件，让我们去看见一个母亲的心情。
So through this Bible passage, it shows us what the heart of a mom is like.
呼应到撒母耳当年被献到圣殿时候，他的母亲的心情。
Just like how we project this into Samuel's life when Samuel's mom needed to give Samuel up.
这个母亲为了还神的愿，她把孩子送进了圣殿。
Because this mom wanted to keep her vow, she entrusted the child into the temple.
我们就看见一个母亲，她并不是失去理智，她也不是因为不爱她的孩子。
So we can see how this mother did this not because she had lost her mind or because she did not love her child.
而是因为她知道这个动作对这个孩子是好的。
However, it is because she knew that by doing this, it would be the best thing that she could do for her son.
所以撒母耳成为在历史上最伟大的一个先知。
And that is how Samuel became one of the greatest prophets of all time.
神在这个孩子小的时候就直接地与他说话。
When this child was young, God spoke with him directly.
他承担了在历史上面神所托付重要的工作。
And he was responsible for important tasks that God had given him.
那就是因为他的母亲舍得。
And this is because his mother was willing.
那个是痛的。
And that is painful.
那个是痛在他的心里面的。
That is painful within her heart.
他为了遵守执行神的事情，他忍心让他的孩子承受这样的苦。
Because she wanted to fulfill God's will and her vow, she was willing to let her child suffer.
所以我们到了福音书的时候，重新的在耶稣基督的身上看见了他的母亲是怎么样在执行神的这个意思。
So when we arrive in the New Testament, we can see how Jesus' mother also followed God's will.
我们看路加福音第三章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 3.
路加福音的第三章。
Luke chapter 3,
第二十三节
verse 23.
第三章第二十三节
chapter 3, verse 23.
耶稣一开始出来传道的时候，圣经说大概是三十岁左右。
When Jesus started preaching, it is written that it was about the time when he was 30 years old.
那这个时候呢，他已经没有提到他的父亲约瑟是不是还活在人间。
By this time, it is not written whether his father Joseph was still alive.
我们只知道他的爸爸是一个木匠。
However, the only thing we know is that his father was a carpenter.
他在十二岁的时候，他在圣殿里面一边问一边学习。
And Jesus, at the age of 12, he would ask questions in the temple and learn at the same time.
到了二十三节这边，他说耶稣已经开始出来工作了。
In verse 23, it says that Jesus has started preaching.
假如他的爸爸 因为在这个当中已经离开了这个世界的话，这个长子他其实要继承他爸爸的工作。
If his father would have passed away before this time, it is habit or part of the culture that the first son would continue the work of the father.
可是耶稣出来了。
However, Jesus came out.
然后从圣经书里面我们看见了耶稣说他连他睡觉枕头的地方他都没有。
And as we know, it's written in the Bible that Jesus, after he came out to work, he did not even have a rock to use as a pillow.
现在爸爸妈妈我们想一想看。
Now, parents, let's think about this.
我培养了一个孩子。
I have taught a child.
我的孩子告诉我说。
And my child tells me.
妈，30岁的那一年，我要出去睡在街头上。
Mom,When I become 30, I'm going to go and sleep on the street.
我要去爱那些人。
I'm going to go love those people.
妈，你现在怎么说？
Mom, what would you say?
你们是母亲。
As moms.
啊，你们会培养耶稣进哈佛吧？
You would actually want to educate your child so that they could enter Harvard.
啊，不是哈佛，也起码 UBC 啊。
Or if not, at least UBC.
不然你怎么出来找工作？
If not, how are you going to come out and find a job?
你想吃我一辈子哦。
Do you think that I'm going to be cooking and washing for you throughout your lifetime?
啊，你要努力。
You need to work hard.
不要这么懒惰。
Don't be so lazy.
啊，我们很多东西教孩子。
And we teach them many things.
结果他说，妈，我学好了。
And we teach them so many things. And one day they say, Mom, I have learned everything.
30岁那个 birthday party 一过。我要睡路边。
After my 30-year-old birthday party, I am definitely sleeping on the street.
你怎么愿意？
How would you be willing to let that happen?
我刚才已经说哦，那个爱无私的东西是 programmed 在你的身上。
As mentioned, this love is programmed within you.
玛利亚也是个人呢。
Mary was also a person.
她也被 programmed 了。
She of course was programmed with this too.
她不敢讲什么。
She did not dare to say anything.
这个母亲非常之特别。
This mom is a very special mom.
神会选中她，一定她有很卓越的地方。
God must have had his very strong reasons to choose her.
你看哦，她养这个孩子哦，30年，她这样一路看，从她第一天怀孕，她一直看这个孩子，她要怎么样忍下那个痛，让她不要往前再走下去？
She was the mother of a child who born him and saw him grow up. How would she be willing to see what happened to him every single day?
12岁耶，他就跟他妈妈说，我与你何干。
At the age of 12, Jesus told his mom, I am not related to you. Or what am I to you?
哎，如果你是那个妈妈，你嘴给他捏坏掉，捏坏掉，讲什么话你讲什么你。
If you were the mom, you would discipline him and say, how dare you speak to me like that?
本性嘛。
Because that is human nature.
怎么可以这样回答你？
How could the child answer you in this way?
这个妈妈放在里面。
However, this mom put it all inside.
不敢动哦。
She did not move.
一直看。
She just kept on observing.
圣经后来就没有说了。
And the Bible does not say anything else afterwards.
只有说她成长得到人跟得到神的喜爱。
It just says that he grew up and he found God and human beings were pleased with him.
这个妈妈要开始忍心做她将要看见的事情。
This mom needs to start to train herself to bear what she's going to see.
所以耶稣继续往前走。
So Jesus continues walking forward.
一直走到路加福音13章，我们看一下。
And he continues walking until Luke chapter 13.
路加福音13章。
Luke chapter 13,
31节
verse 31.
在31节那边开始呢，他说有一些人哦，很懂神的这些人，就告诉耶稣说：“哎呀，快点走吧，有人要杀你了。”
In verse 31, a group of people that knew the words of God very well told Jesus, "Leave this place, go somewhere else."
那么到三十
want to kill you.
到33节的时候这样说。
Verse 33 says.
他自己说。
He says,
虽然是这样子，但是今天、明天、后天，我依然的往前走。
In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day.
哎，如果一个人他跟你说话，他可以算得出今天、明天、后天，这个时间对他来说非常之重要了。
If somebody were to come to you and tell you what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the day after, we can see how time is very important for him.
他已经知道这个最伟大的事情就在眼前了。
Because he knows that this most great and wonderful thing is just ahead.
你想这个妈妈不知道?
Do you think that the mom would not know of this?
这个妈妈一路跟,一路跟。
The mom just continued following on.
这个妈妈一直跟到约翰福音十九章。
This mom continues following up to John chapter 19.
我们看十九章的约翰福音。
Let's take a look at John chapter 19.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
十九章的约翰福音的二十五节。
John chapter 19 verse 25.
在那个情境底下，在十字架的旁边，有他的妈妈的存在。
Under that cross, his mother was there.
你可以看到这个妈妈，她不但是陪着往前走，她到她最后一个 moment 要牺牲的时候，她还在那边。
You can see that this mother, not only did she walk with him in every step of the way, but evenUp to the last minute, she was still there.
这一天的前一天，耶稣被鞭打。
The day before this, Jesus Christ had been flogged.
圣经说，这个耶稣在前一天的晚上，他的背像犁过田的那个沟一样，在他身上留下了痕迹。
The Bible says that the day before crucifixion, he had been flogged to the point that the skinLooked like ground meat.
然后今天他被要求背着这个自己的十字架往前走。
And today he had been asked that he is to bear this cross and keep on walking forward.
妈妈在现场，妈妈就在那边看。
The mom was present. She saw everything.
她不能够救自己的孩子。
She could not save her own child.
今天，假如你是那个母亲
，Sorry. Today, if you were that mom,
你怎么看这样的事情?
How would you bear to see this?
你的孩子如果从一开始年轻的时候就告诉你说，妈妈，我要做的工作是这件事情。
Sorry. If your child were to come up to you and explain to you that they are to walk this road in the future.
那你身为一个母亲身为这个母亲，你怎么样能够忍下这样的心情
？Then as a mother, how would you bear to see this happen?
所以我们就去想圣经教我们的事。
So we are to think of the things that are written in the Bible.
圣经教我们怎么样忍着这样的痛，看见自己的孩子受苦。
The Bible teaches us. Sorry, the Bible teaches us how to bear seeing our children go through pain.
这件事情违反了一个母亲的本性。
This event goes against the human nature of a mother.
就是说，要我们亲眼看见自己的孩子受苦，是违反我们本来的这个性情。
Sorry. Which is, It is against human nature to see your child suffer and for you to not do anything about it.
喝两口吧。
Sorry.
喝两口。喝两口。所以今天耶稣基督他在这个时候他说今天明天后天我继续往前走。这是显示这个孩子这个人的身上有一个往前走的动力。
So when Jesus Christ is mentioning that something will happen today, tomorrow, and the day after, we can see how this person has an energy that makes him move forward.
那这个往前走的动力，这个动能，那这个动能是在他很小的时候就立定了志愿。
And this motivation to move forward is something that had been founded upon him when he was young.
所以到达这个 moment 的时候，其实他可以改变他的计划跟想法。
So when he reached this moment, he could actually change his mind and change his path.
因为我们要把自己放在这个情境里面去想的时候，就会觉得这件事情不应该这样发生的。
And it is because when we put ourselves within this situation, we would say that this is not supposed to be the way it is.
你是神，你是神本身，你应该说， 拯救大家一起被拯救就好了。
You are God. You are the person that could say everybody is to be saved and everybody would be saved.
你为什么要用这样的方法呢？
Why is it that you use this method?
你为什么用这样的方法让一个母亲伤透她的心呢？
Why would you use this method to hurt a mother's feelings?
耶稣后来说，因为她在遵守天父的旨意。
And later on, Jesus says that she did this because she was following God's will.
所以我们今天重新看这件事情。
So today, when we look at this event once more,
耶稣基督做的这个动作是为了今天的你跟我。
Jesus acted in this way for you and me.
那他教了我们什么？
What is he teaching us?
他知道我们是一个人本身的本性，有的爱。
He knows that it is part of human nature to have this love.
教我们要超越这个人本性的东西，我们才配做他的门徒。
He is teaching us that we are to surpass this human nature to be able to be worthy to be his disciples.
那圣经上我们都学过非常多的道理。
We have learned many lessons from the Bible.
耶稣说他爱我们。
Jesus says that he loves us.
我们有感受到吗？
Do we feel that?
耶稣基督他说他爱我们。
Jesus says that he loves us.
却忍心让我们受苦。
And at the same time, he bears to see us suffer.
这是他的道理。
This is his principle.
他如果说他爱我们，他给我们很多的东西，说，嘿，我真的很爱你哦。
If he were to say, I love you, and give us all sorts of things, and on top of that say, hey, I really do love you.
这个是我们的本性。
That would be our nature.
可是今天，他忍住了这个本性，他说我爱你，但是我忍心看着你受苦。
However, today he says, I love you, but I will bear to see you suffer.
我们谁能够超越这样的眼界，我们就是走在主的道理里面。
And whoever can surpass that human nature sort of feeling, then we are also walking on the road of God.
我们对孩子的爱不用在这边讨论了，一定是顶呱呱最棒的。
The love that we have for our children, we do not really need to discuss it because I know it is the best.
可是我们要学习的是下一步，超越这个东西。
However, we need to learn to take that next step to surpass it.
我爱他，但是我怎么样忍心看他吃苦？
I love my child, but how will I learn to bear to see them suffer?
那我这一代哈，我们这一代哈，我们差不多年纪这一代的，大概比较知道什么是吃苦，对吧？
Those of my generation would understand more what it means to suffer.
那我们再下一代年轻的。可能比较不知道什么叫吃苦。
And for the next generation after mine, they might not fully understand what it means to suffer.
他们大部分的苦就是你没有帮我买 iPhone.
Most of their suffering comes from you did not buy me an iPhone.
就是很简单，就是你没有买，你就是不爱我。
It is very easy. You did not buy it from me, therefore you do not love me.
所以我们就要想尽办法。让我们的孩子觉得 no, 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 我真的很爱你这样子。
Sorry. Therefore, we try all sorts of things to show them, no, I actually do love you.
所以呢，我们在那个当中就会用很多自己的想法啦、方法啦，开始保护爱我们的孩子。
Therefore, we will use all sorts of way to protect our children.
因为我们要。能够控制得到 in control 我们要控制得到我们才觉得这样是放心的
and it is because we feel that if we can control it then that means that our hearts will be at ease
那因为 in control 控制这件事情其实也是人的本性
and being in control is also part of human nature
就是人的本性本来他从婴儿时期训练出来的人到我们今天这个年纪我们就是觉得这件事现在这个整个事情要有一个规则要有一个秩序，所以我们才能够控制它。
So it is out of human nature that we have the desire to have everything within our control and at the same time to control our children.
所以我们觉得我们控制得到，这样才是安全的。
So we feel that things that we can control will make us feel safe.
可是在这个当中，真的我们能控制得到吗？
However, from within this, can you truly control everything?
你的孩子30岁、40岁、50岁之后，你控制得到他吗？
When your child turns 30, 40, 50, will you still be able to control them?
他24个小时里面有多少时间告诉你他做了什么？你能控制得到他吗？
Within 24 hours, the things that they do, would they really tell you everything that goes on? Are you really able to control them?
孩子会长大。
Children will grow up.
他会面对他自己的人生。
They will face their own lives.
当他面对的时候，他的心中还有什么样的力量让他继续往前走下去？
And when they face it, what kind of power or motivation will they have to continue walking forward?
我有一个孩子进哈佛大学。
I have a child who was admitted to Harvard University.
哎，不是刚进去呢。
And he did not just enter.
拿到 PhD.
He got a PhD.
Oh, 不 OK, 妈妈
Moms, dads,、okay. do you think that'd be a good child?
Oh, 你们这么谦卑。
You guys are so humble.
Oh, 不喜欢。
You don't like that.
再换一个。比他更好还有什么
？All right, let me change it. Something even better.
哦，什么
？Nobel Prize.
哦，好，好。他进哈佛，我讲的是真的哈，进到哈佛拿到 PhD。
So this is a real life story, a child who entered Harvard University and gained a PhD from it.
Okay, 培养出来了。
So this child has been trained out.
不快乐。
He's unhappy.
为什么会认识他
？Why did I come to know him?
因为他自杀。
And it was because he tried to commit suicide.
他为什么自杀
？Why did he try to commit suicide?
他说我不知道为什么我要活着。
He said, I do not know why I need to live.
这一代的孩子
That's a child from this generation.
他不知道为什么活着。
He does not know a reason to continue living.
经过 survey, 80% 以上的孩子不知道为什么活着。
In a survey, 80% of children today do not know why they should continue living.
这个孩子告诉他的父母说
And this child told his parents,
念到了。
I finished it.
买个房子给我吧。
Just buy me a house.
Okay.
Okay.
帮他买一间大房子、
sure.
自己住哦。
They bought him a humongous house for him to live by himself.
他不要他的父母住进来。
He did not want his parents to live with him.
给我奖品吧。
Give me a reward.
我帮你念到了。
I already finished this PhD for you.
告诉你的朋友啊，你的教会啊，我念到了。
You can go ahead and have your bragging rights at church or anywhere else.
拿到 PhD 不到半年，他自杀。
After completing his PhD, 6 months later, he committed suicide.
他说：“我为什么要活着？我不知道。”
He asked himself, "I do not know why is it that I need to live on."
我问他：“你有神啊？”
I told him, "You have God."
是吗？怎么样？啊，有就是规定我这个不能做，那个不能做。
Really? So what?That just means that I've got a bunch of things that I cannot do.
这一代的孩子进到教会里面来，你贴了10条诫命，告诉他这个不能做，那个不能做。18岁，他出去了。
The children of this generation, when you bring them to church and you let them know these 10 commandments, it tells him what they cannot do. At the age of 18, they'll just walk away from this all.
他从老师的身上，从父母的身上，没有看见神的爱。
Because from their teachers, from their parents, they do not see God's love.
老师跟父母只告诉他什么不能做，做了你就完蛋了。
Teachers and parents only tell them, if you dare to do this, you'll be dead meat.
大部分的孩子长大之后就说，反正我早就完蛋了。
So most children, when they grow up, they'll say, well, I'm dead meat anyways.
多做一件坏事。It's okay.
I might as well just add one more sin onto me. Does it make a difference?
我也活得好好的啊，还开 BMW.
I'm still alive and I drive a BMW.
哎，我那个孩子自己住一个大房子，哎，我会流口水呢。
That child lived in a mansion. I drool over his house.
你可知那个房子有多大吗？
Do you know how big that mansion is?
我去做访问的时候，
When I went to visit him,
我真的很想偷看他们家有几个房间。
I really wanted to see how many rooms he had.
可是我要忍下来。
However, I needed to control myself.
但是我的脑海就一直在想，为什么有这么大的客厅我没有看过？
However, in my mind, I kept on thinking, why is it that I had never seen a bigger living room than this one?
后来我左弯右转，左弯右转，我就想要问这个房子到底多少钱。
And as I walked left and right, I really wanted to ask how much this house cost.
因为我没看过，我会流口水的。
Because I had never seen it, so I was drooling as I was walking through it.
哎呦，怪怪啊！20个 million 啊，2000万。
That home cost $20 million.
自己住。
For one person.
7个房间。
7 rooms.
游泳池。
Pool.
网球场。
Tennis.
自己跟谁打、啊、
？Who is he play? Who is he playing tennis with?
难怪他说他不快乐啊。
Of course he says he's unhappy.
哎呦，让我们去住都多快乐，对吧？
If we were to live in his house, we'd be quite happy.
我们吃过苦的，看到这样子，哎呦，感谢主了，对吧？
Those who have suffered, if you see that house, you say, "Wow, thank God."
他们没有的，他们从小已经看了一千万、两千万，他现在是二十个 million 呢。
But for these kind of children, they had seen it since young. A house that maybe one, two, even 20 million doesn't make a difference.
哎呦，那个门是这样一按，这样打开的。
The door is automatic. You press a button and it will open up.
好好看。
It's really cool.
然后从那个山往下看，哎呦，全部是 view 啊。
And anywhere that you look out the window, it's just a beautiful view.
他说那个叫做 panorama view.
He said that's called a panorama view.
一望无际的都是夜景。
It is just a lot of beautiful views.
他自杀。
He killed himself.
他说我住这个做什么？
He said, why in the world am I living in this house?
我想问他给我住一下好吗？
And I felt like asking him, what about letting me live in your house?
可是他没有神了。
But he did not have God any longer.
甚至忘记怎么祷告。
He had even forgotten how to pray.
我现在讲这个他不是懒惰呢。
And let me tell you, this person is certainly not lazy.
这个孩子是告诉你说，拿到了 PhD， 拿到了。
This person is just telling you, see, I got it, PhD, what else do you want? 这一代的孩子
非常的聪明。
The children of this generation are extremely smart.
他如果要读书啊，哎呦，我们赶不上他。
If they want to put all their efforts into studying, we will definitely not be able to catch up.
他会读到的。
They will complete it.
为了你的面子，他会读到的。
For your reputation, for your face, they will complete it.
因为他有时候他不做这件事情。
However, sometimes they do not do it.
所以现在问题不是外面的。
So now the problem is no longer an external problem.
是里面的。
It is an internal problem.
昨天晚上我们说过了。
Last night we mentioned it.
那现在换我们父母亲。
So now it's the parents' turn.
我们怎么样在今天的生活里面去创造一个苦的东西给他看见？
In today's terms, what can we create to show them what suffering means?
这个你们自己可以去讨论。
You can discuss this among yourselves.
你们可以利用宗教教育的时间去讨论。
And you may use your religious education time to talk about it.
早上我们说他们的视觉非常的发达。
In the morning, we had mentioned how their observation skills are very advanced.
他们的 visual skill 非常的好的时候，我们只能够营造环境让他自己去看见。
When their visual skills are excellent, we can only create an environment for them to see.
什么都没有看见的时候，他没有办法连到他的大脑。
Because when they do not see anything, they cannot connect this into their brains.
但我们大部分，我们这一代因为很会讲话，大部分是用教训的，对吧？
However, those of our generation were very good with chatting or speaking, so we will tell them what to do.
你们要学我哈，你看我动作很多。
However, you are to learn from me. I have a lot of hand and body motions.
因为我跟年轻人讲话一定用笔的。
And it is because when I talk with the younger people, I need to have a lot of hand motions.
好像手语有没有？
It is almost as if I were speaking sign language.
因为他们残障啊。
And it is because they are disabled.
耳朵残障。
They are disabled. They can't listen.
你要比。
Therefore, you just gotta show it to them by sign language.
你只有嘴这样，他想笑哎。
If you just continue blabbing off, they're just gonna laugh at you.
如果你的脸又变得很奇怪，他更想笑哎。
If your face has all sorts of weird expressions, they're just gonna laugh at you.
你没有看过现在小孩子，你在骂他的时候，他会笑吗？
Have you seen that nowadays, whenever you're scorning a child, the child will laugh in your face?
然后你的手就出去了。
And then your hand comes next.
我在教训你，你笑什么笑？
I am disciplining you. How dare you laugh?
是因为他真的看到很好笑的东西。
But it is actually because what they see is really funny.
所以告诉他们，我们用笔的。
So when you speak with them, you are to show them.
他听力不好。
They have very, very bad listening skills.
营造苦的环境给他看。
Create an environment of suffering to let them see.
那自己讨论，自己讨论可以讲出方法的。
And discuss. Think of ways how this could be done.
啊，你带他去坐船。
You take them on a cruise.
十二岁以前，你带他看船。
At the age before they're 12 years old, you show them a cruise.
你想有没有合圣经？
Do you think that's according to the Bible?
因为圣经没有说不能坐船。
Of course, the Bible does not say that you cannot get on a boat.
可是我现在在讲，你营造的环境让他看见什么？
But the environment that you're creating, what are you letting them see?
你以后没有二十个 million 两千万房子给他住，他不理你的。
In the future, if you do not give them a $20 million home, they will not even speak with you.
我五岁就看过船了。
If at the age of five, I've already seen a yacht.
我现在十八。
I'm 18 now.
弄点新的来给我看。
You shall give me something new to see.
Loser.
Loser.
因为我爸妈赚钱不够多。
And it is because my parents did not make enough money.
Loser.
Ditto what he said.
想办法自己去弄，把自己弄像 Lady Gaga。
And on top of that, they will end up creating themselves to look like Lady Gaga.
为什么他需要这样子？
Why is it that they need to do this?
因为他有一个最根本的东西在里面没有被满足。
And it is because there's something deep inside that has not been satisfied.
就是十二岁以前的 discipline 跟 authority 没有进来。
Which means that that discipline and authority that they should have learned before the age of 12 was not completed.
早上我们说过，那个主权非常的重要。
In the morning, we discussed about how this authority is very important.
不是我们自己发明的。
This is not something that we invented.
是神讲的。
This is something that God said.
你主权不下去，就是后来看不见东西了。
If you do not show this authority, in the end, you will see nothing.
你说的 no 跟 yes 是主权啊，是 countable, 是算数的。
Saying no, saying yes, these things are countable.
13岁以后，你才不要一直说了。
So that when they turn 13 and onwards, you will not need to repeat these.
所以会痛，当你看见他苦的时候，你会痛。
So it hurts you to see them suffering.
可是这个痛合乎神的东西。
However, this kind of pain, this kind of ache, is according to what God says.
合乎神的东西，神就要负责。
And when it is according to what God says, God will be held accountable for it.
回到主人那边说，主人啊，我有照你这样子做呢。
You go back to the master and you say, Master, I have done according to what you have directed.
你要负责。
You are to be held responsible.
我做了我的部分。
I have done my part of the deal.
可是今天如果我们没有做这个部分。
However, today, if we do not complete our part of the deal,
我们舍不得他看见苦的东西。
If we are so unwilling to let them see the suffering that does exist,
我们每件事情都帮他保护得好好的。
Every single thing we protect them oh so well.
看起来非常 OK.
It may seem as it be all right.
因为书上的专家是这样教我们的。
And it is because the experts that come in books say that that's the way to go.
我们做了专家要我们做的事。
So we have done what the experts say.
可是少掉了耶稣的东西。
However, we left out the things of Jesus Christ.
我们只是把它带进来。
We only brought them in
带出去,
and take them back out
再带进来,
and bring them back in
再带出去,
and take them back out.
十年过了,
10 years pass you by,
我们会看见结果,
you will see the effects of it.
因为他会长大,
it is because they will grow up.
他要做自己的主人,
they will become their own masters.
那一天他告诉你, 我不会再进来了,
on that day they will tell you, I will not enter that place any longer.
我们能怎么办?
What will we do?
什么我们都做不到。
There's nothing that we can do.
这里的环境告诉他做你自己。
This environment reminds them you are to be yourself.
他出去他可以 survive 的。
He will go out and he will survive it.
什么钱都可以领得到的。
They can get all sorts of money.
他不需要你的。
They no longer need you.
可是也就是从那一天开始，他发现他为了他自己在活。
And it is also from that day on that they figure out that they are to live for themselves.
虽然有一点点慢。
Even though they may be a bit behind,
我们还是忍着舍得了。
We are still to bear and to be willing to let them go.
所以它有好几个阶段。
So as you can see, there are different stages.
所以从这边我们再一次回到耶稣基督留给我们的榜样。
So from this, we go back to the example that Jesus Christ has set for us.
一个母亲不能救自己的孩子，你觉得这个母亲是不是也是很糟糕？
A mother who cannot save her own child, do you think that this mother is messed up?
她不是不知道哦，她是知道，她一直跟着走哎。
It was not that this mother did not know. She knew, but she continued following.
如果是你
，If that were you,
儿啊，嘿，给我背，我帮你背。
Son, I will carry that for you.
你们现在背多少东西
？How much do you carry today?
有看过吗
？Have you seen it?
也没看过。
You have not seen it.
他的书包你都要背。
You even need to carry their book bags.
他的便当你要帮他背。
You need to carry their lunch boxes.
他学校要换的衣服你要带。
The clothing that they need to change, you are to bring it.
你带很多啦，我不知道有大小包。我有一次问一个妈妈，她说这都不是我的。
You bring a lot of things. There's once I asked the mom, she was full of bags, and she told me none of this is mine.
哎，有轮子的推耶。
It's even a bag that comes with wheels.
好像要坐飞机那一种。
It is as if they're going to go and take a flight.
哇，他妈妈好像那个服务那个航空小姐。
The mom was like a flight attendant with a luggage and all.
我说你要去哪里，妈妈
？And I asked ask her, Mom, where are you going?
哎，都是我孩子的东西。
Oh, all of these things are my children's things.
哪里知道他学校用那么多东西？
How would I know how much stuff they need to use?
你背呀。
You carry it.
帮他背。
You carry it for them.
又伤了你们的心。
I've hurt your feelings again.
我真的没有想说要伤你们心，可是。你帮他背哦。
I really do not mean to hurt your feelings. However, you do carry it for them.
继续背。
Continue carrying it then.
你以后会背很大的东西。
In the future, you will carry even heavier things. Really.
我有一个孩子。
I have another child.
他有十五岁。
15 years old.
现金不够。
Not enough cash.
他要很多不同的卡。
Because he wants a lot of credit cards.
18岁之后。
At the age of 18.
要很多卡 ，Premier 的金卡。
Premium cards or platinum cards.
刷
And he will just use them.
他妈妈要背耶。
The mom needs to carry on that debt.
每次妈妈收到账单，哎呦我的天哪！
Every time the mom gets a statement, she will shout and say, "Oh my goodness!"
哇，喊了五分钟 ，OK 了。
And after chatting about it for 5 minutes, it's done.
我如果不帮他付
，If I do not pay this for him,
他说他要走呢。
He says that he will leave.
付吧。
Okay, I'll pay it.
好，下一个月又来了。
Next month,
哎呀，更多啊。
Next month comes again. The statement balance is even larger than the month before.
我还有一个孩子，一个月打 text message 3500通。
I have another child. Every month, he will send 3,500 text messages.
你帮他算一天发几通出去。
Divided into 30 days, how many are those per day?
那个无限量的可能好像也要限量哦。
Even the unlimited text should quite have a limit.
哎呀，收到了。
And so you receive that bill.
Cell phone, 没收
Cell phone, I'm taking it away.
没收很好哦。
And you take it away, that's pretty good.
两天之后
2 days later.
Cell phone, 你不还我就搬出去。
If you don't give me that cell phone, I am going to move out.
好了，换一支更新的啦。
Okay, I'll give you a newer version. How's that?
不是他说的，是
孩子说的。The child goes, give me a newer version.
要还给我。
If not, just give it back.
妈妈从口袋还给他。
So the mom goes ahead, takes the cell phone, gives it back.
你知道昨天出新的了吗？
And then the child goes, did you know that there's a newer version that came out yesterday?
我要新的。
I want a new one.
又去办新的啦。
And the mom goes and gets him a new one.
就怕他出去。
Because they're afraid that they will go away.
他后来还是出去了嘞。
In the very end, the child still left the house.
结果这个妈妈说：“哎呀，我都白付了。”
And the mom says, "I have just spent that money for nothing."
这是真实的。
This is a true story.
这是发生在教会的。你以为我在讲外面的人
？And this is something that happened in our church. You think it's elsewhere?
已经吹进了我们教会。
This wind has come into our church.
因为在他十二岁之前，他不知道什么是主权。
And it is because before the age of 12, they did not know what authority meant.
我们不是要去批评说什么样的教育、怎么样的好是对我们的孩子好。
We are not here to criticize to say what kind of education is best for our child.
我们只知道在最基本的东西上要先抓到。
The thing that we do know is that you need to be firm in the very basic things.
这个基本的有了之后 ，on top， 你要让他学什么，那是你的功夫。
When you have these basic foundations set, anything above that will be part of your skill.
这个东西如果没有，你把它倒过来，就违反了圣经。
If you do not have these basic foundations set and you mess the order, then you're going against the biblical teachings.
那个时候你会伤心。
And on that day, you will feel sad.
你会后悔。
You will regret.
可是在主的里面，主一直的给我们力量。
However, within the Lord continues to strengthen us.
因为他告诉我们说，他知道我们的苦楚。
And it is because he tells us, I know your ache.
他高高在上。
He is up there. He is the high one.
就好像今天你跟我当老师、当父母一样，觉得自己是可以管理的人。
And it is just like us here today, who are teachers and parents who believe I can certainly manage.
我的孩子这边动一下，我就知道他要什么了。
My child just needs to twitch, and I will know what they want.
你知道孩子跟我说什么吗
？Do you know what the children tell me?
我妈妈连一呼吸，我就知道她要干什么。
The moment my mom breathes, I know what's happening.
好像他们更厉害哦。
I guess the children are even more skilled.
我们是说看他怎么撅，我们知道他要做什么。他说你呼吸，他就知道了嘞。
We say that whenever we see them have some sort of bodily action, we know what's going on. But for them, they see us breathing and they know what's going on.
你们很少听，因为你们只面对他。
You rarely hear this because you are usually facing them, but for us, we hear this very often.
有时候就觉得说, 妈妈这么爱你, 爸爸妈妈这么爱你, 你怎么忍心这样对他们?
So we may think, as parents, you love them so much, so how would you bear to treat them in that way?
神高高在上,
God is high in heaven.
他如果在上面跟我们说话,
if he were to speak to us from above,
说, Annie, 今天不要穿这样子。
He were to say, Annie, do not dress like that.
不要咳嗽。
Do not cough.
欸, 你会怎么样反应啊?
How would you react?
你会想说, Hello, 这个是神吗?
You would say, are you really God?
哇, 这个都管啊。
You even
喉咙痒不行吗?
Manage my throat. Can I not have an itchy throat?
你这样管我。
You are just overly controlling me.
因为你是人嘛。
And that's because you're a human being.
你会反应,对吧?
You will have that kind of reaction.
神没有这样子。
God does not act in that way.
降下来。
God comes down.
降到我们的高度。
He comes down to our level.
他从我们的眼睛的高度看到这个世界。
And from our eye level, he looks at this world.
他说, 你今天走的苦, 我看见了。
And he tells us, I see the pain that you're going through.
他说, 你流的眼泪, 我看见了。
I see every tear that you have shed.
我看见你的无能为力, 我看见你的没有帮助。
I have seen your hopelessness and your helplessness.
他今天就是因为降到我们的高度, 从我们的眼睛看出去, 我们觉得才有希望, 不是吗?
And it is because today he has come down to our level and has seen us that we feel that we do have hope. Is that not it?
他如果坐在那边啊, 他跟你说, 不要这样做。 你怎么会觉得他明白你? 他说, 你就说, 神啊, 你懂吗? 他有多可恶吗? Hello, 他很可恶。
If he were to be sitting up in a high chair and go, hey, don't do this or don't do that, wouldn't you ask him? But you don't know what's going on. You don't see how horrible it is.
可是这个神啊, 他降到我们的高度, 更低, 他说他做了仆人的样子。
But this God came down not only to our level, but even below us to the point of being a servant.
他用他的爱这样让我们明白。
And he used his love to let us understand
他是神,
that he is God.
可是他说, 我降到你的高度, 为了你死, 我看见你的苦。
But he says, I come down to your level to see your suffering, and I even died for you.
从今之后, 我在你的里面, 你在我的里面。
So from today onwards, I am in you, and you are in me.
这样子你今天才有办法去回应, 跟抓住这个怜悯你的主啊。
And it is only in this way when you're able to grab on and respond to this merciful Lord.
在我们的人生阶段里面, 最困难, 最艰难的时候, 我们想到了这一位怜悯的主, 不是吗?
In our lifetime, when we had the hardest, most toilsome, most suffering time, who did we grab on? It was to this merciful God.
我们曾经也是个孩子。
We were once upon a time a child too.
我们只不过就这样长到了, 变成40岁, 50岁, 60岁了。
It is simply that we have grown up and we have turned 40, 50, or 60.
可是因为我知道这个主跟着我往前走。
However, it is because I know that the Lord exists that I continue walking with him.
因为他懂我的心。
And it is because he understands my feelings and my heart.
爸爸妈妈。
Moms, dads.
我们今天也可以高高在上, 坐在客厅的椅子上。 No. Yes.
Today, we can also sit high up in our comfortable chairs in our big living rooms and say, hey, no, or hey, okay.
我们谁可以学习到降下来到孩子的高度看这个世界, 我们就是谦卑的人。
Which one of us can come down to the level of our children to see this world? If we're able to do this, then we are the humble ones.
我们的孩子是在这个年代非常巨大的挑战的年代。
Our children, in the generation that they're growing up in, it is a very challenging thing.
他们要面对的事情是多过我们这个年代不知道几百倍难的东西。
The things that they need to face are 100 times more difficult than the things that we face in our time.
在他未来的人生路上将遇到非常多可以放弃自己的机会跟时间。
In their future life, they will face many things that will challenge them to give themselves up.
当他有一天回想起来的时候,
and one day, when they look back and remember,
我记得我的爸爸跟我的妈妈, 他懂我的心。
They will remember. I know that my mom and my dad understood me.
因为他从我的眼光看这个世界。
And it is because they saw this world through my eyes.
他知道有多么的难。
They will understand how hard it is.
他的神我也要信。
Their God, I want to believe in it too.
他的神也要变成我的神。
Their God will become my God.
这样才有希望，不是吗？
And it is only in this way when we will have hope. Is that not it?
我们很容易可以高高在上，当老师、当父母都一样。
It is very easy for us to stand or sit in our high chairs as parents and teachers.
我们今天顾念这个年代的孩子，我们就要降下来。
However, today, if we are to protect and care for this generation, we are to come down.
我们有主权。
We do have that authority.
我们也要练习爱。
We must also learn to have that love.
这两个东西出来的时候。
And when both these things come out,
我们尽了耶稣基督交给我们的功课。
Then we have entered into the task that God has given us.
我们才能大胆地跪到主的面前说，主啊，我把它交给你了。
And only in this way will we have the courage to say, Lord, I entrust them to you.
人生的困境，岂是考试没有考好这样一件事情呢？
The difficulties of life in regards to whether you tested well or not.
人生的困境是婚姻里面的，是家庭里面的。 是教会里面的，是许许多多的困境。
The difficulties of life are problems in marriage, in families, in the church, many other things.
我好担心我们的教会最后就是剩下60岁以上的人。
I am very worried that our church will end up with those who are only 60 and older.
因为只有我们是坚韧不拔不会移动的。
And it is because we are the only unmovable ones.
因为我们不太能动了。
And it is because we can't move any longer because we're too old.
所有会动的都会离开的。
And all those who can move would have left by then.
因为他以为自己是主人。
And it is because they think that they're their own masters.
那是因为我们没有告诉他我们的背后有主人。
And that was because we forgot to tell them that behind us there is a big master.
那也是因为他们没有从我们的身上看见主人的形象。
And it is also because they have not seen the way in which a master is from our own actions.
很苦，可是主耶稣知道我们有多苦。
It is very toilsome. It may ache a bit, but God does know all of it.
这就是耶稣基督，他爱我们，没有让我们免去苦难。
So this is how Jesus Christ loves us, but he does not prevent us from suffering.
我们不要自作聪明，帮孩子把所有的苦难挡掉，一人扛起来。
Let us not believe that we are the smartest and carry all of the burdens that our children may have.
这是违反人性的。
That is against human nature.
但是主耶稣基督他知道这个违反人性是从他来的命令。
However, the Lord Jesus Christ knows that going against nature is his commandment.
他就要让我们看见奇妙的事情发生。
He will let us see mysterious things happen.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们一起学习。
So moms and dads, let us learn together.
4点钟之后，我们继续在这边有讨论。
At 4 o'clock, we will continue our discussion.
我们会留在会堂。4点钟之后，如果我们继续留下来，我们会讨论到怎么样认识我们这个年代的这个脑子。
For those who remain for the discussion after 4 o'clock, we'll be talking about how to understand the brain of today.
让我们一起被主耶稣的爱来激励着。
Let us be motivated by the love of God.
我们一起唱诗343首。
Let us sing hymn 343.